All right. Wow. Well, okay. Official good morning, everybody. Official good morning. How are people doing? Sort of. Kelsey's going, it's really early, Karen. Yeah. Steve's not even showing his face yet. He's just like, okay, Karen, it's really early. I'm here. Laura, where are you?
In Missouri at my parents' house.
At your parents' house? All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, what if we start with a meditation? And then we'll take the meditation. I got a lot of different things to touch base on today. And so, and hopefully lots of time for you guys to, ask questions and clarify things. So, but let's start with the meditation and let's start by just finding our seats. Take a moment just to listen to the sounds around you. And take just a moment with the breath. Just the breath in the nostrils, the breath in the chest, natural breath, easy breath. And some of you are coming from, you know, already been up for several hours and the mind is already engaged and busy. Some of you are fresh from sleep, so this will be a lot easier for you. But let's take a moment to just do a nice deep 3-part inhale. And as we exhale, softening the face, the neck, the shoulders, and beginning that transition into this from wherever you were. So nice deep inhales on your own pace. As you exhale, body is softening and settling right here, right now. And it still fascinates me. I've been doing this for probably 2 decades now, and I still can show up fresh and with a sense of real relief and refuge as I feel my shoulders soften, my back soften. I feel my bottom settle into my seat, and I feel supported, safe, and present. And my hope is that you can find that too. See if you can find that right now. Find that sense of my refuge, your refuge, right here in the present moment. And that softening of the body is symbolic. I mean, it's not just symbolic, but it is on a deeper level symbolic of us letting go of our resistance, letting go of the gripping and attachment to the things that consume us. And as we soften, we let those go and we surrender in a alert posture of non-resistance. And so just keep bringing your mind back again and again to softening the body and settling with the exhale, settling into your seat. And see if you can literally look for the places of tightness and gripping in your body. And as you find them, release them. Release, consciously look for resistance in the body. And release it when you find it. And now gently shift. Let's shift the patterning so that as we're inhaling, with the inhale, we are grounding into this moment right here, right now. With our inhale, we are feeling our seat. With that inhale, we feel the seat, the earth rising up to support us and ground us right here, right now. And with the exhale, we take that same energy, but now we lift it and we feel the torso getting lighter. We feel the heart opening. We take that breath all the way up. And as it exhales through the nostrils, we feel it also, or sense it, exhaling through the sun center. Then gently release the techniques and just rest. We're going to rest here in the quiet for a full minute of refuge in the right here, right now. So you find your best way. Is it sound? Is it sensation? Is it breath? And let's all of us know that we are together now in the silence, within the stillness of our bodies, taking refuge together. Now bringing your attention, if it isn't there already, into the heart center. Present with that awareness and sensation with when the breath and the heart greet each other. Let's open with our invocation. O Great Spirit, saints and sages of all religions, all places, all times, and to your own personal Ishta Devata, we bow to you all. Sweep clear the obstacles on our path, and lead us to that other shore of that ocean of awareness. O ye powers that be, help us to awaken in all aspiring souls your eternal wisdom and unselfish love. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. And now on your own, each of you, if you didn't quite land in the feeling behind the words, take a moment now on your own to connect to the vastness, the goodness, to connect to the intimate, and to feel the support of all of this for you. There we are. There we are. What if now we just each of us hold a gratitude? Something to be grateful for. Hold that feeling. And also have a sense of what is your intention from here? Today, this morning, what is your intention that you hope to hold for the next, you know, it's going to be almost a month before we're back together. What is your intention that you want to hold for that month? And as you said it, know that it might change over the course of the class, but, you know, just have a starting point. What is up and center for you? And then when you're ready, offer that intention up to all the powers that be as an offering. And in that offering, there's a sense of allowing your dream, your intention, your goal to merge with life. Because it is not separate from life. Life is on your side. Life is on your side. And let's just kind of close this with an Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. It was so lovely at the retreat, wasn't it? Being able to hear the sounds of the mantras joining all together. But let's, if you're in a position where you can Om and Shanti, let's do it. If you're in a place where it's not quite right, then just do it softly. Okay, here we go. Inhale. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And then when you're ready, just gently, as Gina said so beautifully, flutter your eyes open so it's a gentle coming back. And just stretch a moment. And just stretch a moment. So my backdrop's a little different this morning because it's really going to be hot again in Oregon today. And I'm trying to just air out my office with this cool morning air because the air conditioner is really loud. So I'm taking advantage of this. Hopefully we can get through enough of the class before I have to turn it on. So let's see if you can just kind of tune out. It's really busy. That alone could give somebody anxiety, right? Just looking at that. It's like, oh shit. Yeah. So with that, before we share, write down your intention, the intention that you came up with, the goal when we just did that. Okay. For where you are, because we'll come back to that hopefully at the end of class. All right, loves. So we are going to do a little bit of a debrief on the retreat. We're going to do a little bit of debrief on the anxiety, RIPA, rest in peace, anxiety class. And Kathleen and Lisa, just know we missed you. We did miss you at the retreat. And, there's really no way it was an experience. It was an experience. But what I'm going to ask is, as we just kind of debrief it, is if you, those of you who were there, could share your takeaway. Just in some small measure of trying to enfold Kathleen and Lisa back into the field, you know, so that there's some taste of what was there. Cause I don't want to lose it. There was a lot of great material that we covered. And so actually can we start with the retreat and then we'll move on to the other things. I got a long list of stuff I want to kind of cover today, but I don't want to start without addressing the fact that it was so fun to see everybody in person. And, I'm still floating on the sound of all of our voices together, being able to chant and do mantra together. That was really quite beautiful. So how about, would anybody be willing to start? Really, just what was your main takeaway? Like what was your main takeaway? Kelsey, yeah, go ahead.
I think my main takeaway was the knowing of this community enfolding me at all times. I got to meet up with Kathleen this week and I shared a bit with her, but moving here across the country a year ago, I just never expected to find such a unconditionally loving family. And that's really how I felt when I was leaving, you know, walking into uncertainty this week. I was like, I just feel really held in community with everyone. So I'm going to hold on to that this month, missing y'all.
Lovely. I'm not going to talk in between unless there's a question. So you can all just share. Don't wait for me.
So I'll just, I can't really bring it down into one thing because it was astoundingly, impactful. but I'll share one of the many things, which is that I really got a taste, I think for the first time, and I've been, you know, obviously doing this for a long time, but that really getting the power of mantra, because we did so much of that at the retreat, I think more so than any other retreat, actually. Yeah. And that... I just went with it. Like I didn't go in to the retreat feeling like, oh, I'm just going to love mantras. But I somehow they worked. I mean, they just opened up so much for me. And that idea that the effect of mantra could be so intensely, clarifying for me. That was a lot. Like I don't need to go into all the things that it did, but it did a lot. And I'm a believer now in just how much, like we talked about the Shakti and that mantra is what holds the Shakti. And I could feel that. I could really, and I've been kind of floating ever since. I mean, it's just been great. So I'll leave it with that.
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, seeing everyone in person and hanging out with everyone, for me, it was just the more that, like Kelsey said, more the community feel, the being held feel, and just, you know, as we broke out, as the teachers kind of broke out in their own sessions, we got to really understand what each other was thinking and each other, how everyone was, and just seeing everyone physically, how physically different we are than when we look on screen was pretty interesting. Yeah. And then, you know, and so, you know, I got to talk to Steve a lot, which I, you know, which I didn't get a chance to do. I don't get a chance to do often, and seeing, you know, how similar we are in a lot of ways, and just kind of, you know, he seems more mellow in person than he is on these calls. So just kind of hanging out with everyone, you know, just everyone, Kelsey, and I saw Kelsey just hanging out with her and hanging out with everyone in our group was a lot of fun. And like I said, just having people talking about the same things and being interested in the same things was really powerful. The chanting was powerful. The breathing techniques were powerful. Everything, I felt like we were all in unison when we were doing it. So it was really, really impactful for me.
Steve here. So yeah, I was actually, Ramon, likewise, just would have to echo. Great to catch up with you on a number of different things and with everybody else to connect with all you folks in much more personal ways than these TV screens. And, you know, I guess kind of like you said, Roma, I'm not exactly sure what to say either. I think it took me 48 hours just to sort of like know what happened. I guess, The words that come to mind are, I mean, it was just an extreme immersion. Intense really isn't the right word because that sort of has some slightly negative connotations. But it was just incredibly the energy, especially in the rooms. I was kind of surprised that really that energy probably was there, according to Karen. And I think possibly I believe her. As opposed to, you know, I mean, to have that number of people together sort of summoning these various, whatever these, all of this stuff that's in the meditation world. You know, just generally, personal, you know, personal interactions, you know, in person with people under these circumstances. There were times when I just felt like I really can't, I have to hide. There were times I literally just want to kind of hide, but then maybe I had to go to lunch and I was like, well, I don't want to freaking eat lunch because I've got too much other stuff on my mind. I don't want to make small talk about this or that. But I know that's part of it. But anyway, and so yeah, I don't know. It was, that's just, I guess that's all I'm going to say. I might be able to tie it to, I don't know what my month thing. I just sort of been going through just this gigantic fog thing overall for a while. And it's kind of like I hit this thing. It was like this giant iceberg, I guess, that I just sort of, and so I, in terms of how that's leading up to the forthcoming month, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to get through this fog and this iceberg. And then there was this retreat thing. And I guess I just finished, I think you're, I mean, you know, Karen said it might take 2 weeks as far as the experience of the retreat itself. That very well may be true. So even though to me, on the other hand, that sounds like, oh, come on, 2 weeks. What do you mean? You're home. You had a retreat. Fine. But anyway, thank you.
I can go next. I got to sit next to Steve and it was a lot of enjoyment getting Karen to get him in the right position with the cushions. So, my takeaway from it is all of the potential, the Shakti around us. Just the way I look at things now, it's a little bit different. You think about the objects, you think about the things, you think about the people. So.
I can go quickly because I'm just not in a good place to talk.
My connection's a little unstable. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, Lisa.
How about now?
Lisa, Brenda is talking right now. Lisa?
Oh.
Yeah, Brenda's talking right now.
I can't hear.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead, Brenda.
I just, you know, I guess if I just summarize, I mean, to say it's amazing seems like an understatement. So I just know there's a lot of stuff still processing. I don't really want to say much more.
Okay. All right. Okay. Brenda, thanks for just showing up for real. Thanks for showing up for real. Yeah. Lisa, can you hear? Lisa Prusik, yeah.
Sorry for over talking. my connection is a little unstable. We're in Sun River. I wish I was still floating a little bit more. You know, dealing with things, although I was so grateful to be in the place that I was when my dad was going through all these, which he believed was possibly the end of the road for him. Am I back?
Yes.
And right into caring for Cameron and then finally getting my dad home. It just, by Friday, I was just kind of a puddle. And I think that I'm hoping here with some more quiet time, I can sort of absorb a little bit more the positives from the retreat and use that my interactions with my dad going forward. And I don't know if I'm frozen or not, or
I think we heard for the most part what you said, Lisa. I think we all got what you
said.
Okay. Yeah. I was a little choppy.
I'm hearing some audio, but nothing's happening on the screen and then it starts again. And, yeah, I'm a bit more kind of where Brenda's at right now.
And so we honor that. We just honor that, right? We get space for that. So I don't know, and you think Agnieszka is the only one who hasn't shared something. And I don't know if she can. She's in Poland, you know. Yeah, she made it. Agnieszka, can you hear us? Okay, maybe not. Maybe she's trying. So here's what I want to just go back to then with what Steve was saying. I didn't make up the 2-week thing. There's a saying when you start working, you know, at that level of subtle energy, when we're starting to become more aware of these subtle energies, there's a saying that what the new moon promises, the full moon fulfills. With the new moon, and if you recall, the new moon was that Sunday that we closed the retreat, right? And the full moon is usually around 2 weeks later. And so there was so much stuff, so much. It was it was literally like being, it was an immersion, right? And it takes time to digest and time to, it's not even something you can intellectually process. You just, it just, the energy just needs to settle itself. It needs to find, it needs to sort itself out. And so that 2 weeks was not an arbitrary 2 weeks. It's give it 2 weeks. There was so much that happened that weekend. So much material, so much Shakti, so much energy, right? And it's affecting us. Do you remember when we talked about priority of causation, that there's the potential, it moves into the causal, moves into the subtle, into the physical? Well, that's what just happened. There's stuff that happened on this level, right? And it is taking time to percolate down into that clarity or, oh, that of, that you're aware of on this earth plane level. So give it time to just percolate down. And Kathleen, I'll be really curious to see with you and Lisa too, because even though you weren't there, you're so connected to us that these teachings don't just happen on the physical level in that room. They are in the field of energy that we're all sharing. And so I would be really curious to hear what percolates for you over the next 2 weeks, you know, because it's not just about these lips to those ears. It's about an energy field that we are all part of. Okay. And Kathleen, so let's just, we'll take, you were there with us in the quantum. You and Lisa were there in the quantum field, right? And so it is going to have, if you allow it, it is going to affect you too. Okay. So give it a couple weeks. Be really gentle. It's like, just be gentle and allow it to do its magic. Okay. So with that, let's do a little bit of mantra. Let's do a little bit of mantra. Let's just do a little bit of mantra. And let's do, I don't have it. Let me see if I can find it. Kathleen, do you know Om Namah Shivaya? Do you know that mantra? Have you heard it before? No?
I don't know. What are the words? Tell me some of the words. And
it's Om Namah, which is kind of standard. And then Shivaya. Here, let me see if I can find it and I'll just put it up on the screen just so you have the words. Is it somewhere on my, it's like, I don't know what I named these Mantras Retreat 2021. Is this it? Oh, here we go. Om Namah Shivaya handout. Here we go. Okay. So Kathleen, I'll share a screen so you've got the words. And it's this is the way the handout was, so I don't know how to it's just this part right here. Just ignore. We did it as a little tent so you could have it on the floor in front of you. Can you see that well enough on your screen, Kathleen? Yes. Okay. All right. Let's do just like a wrist mala's worth, or let's do it till it feels. Let's just do it. I'll guide you. Okay. So we're going to just find our seats. And let's take a few of those breaths in where we inhale and we feel the three-part breath filling us. We exhale and we feel ourselves settling into our seat. And then let's reverse the pattern. And as we inhale, we feel ourselves settling and grounding into our seat. And as we exhale, we feel that energy lifting, opening through our torso, our heart, and the sun center. And just to remind us, the mantra is the English for the mantra includes, I bow to the light of consciousness. I bow to the ultimate goodness and ultimate auspiciousness that underlies everything. I bow to love, to creativity and wisdom. That's the Shiva. The love, the creativity and wisdom, the Shiva Shakti, that underlying presence that underpins everything in our experience. And here we go. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Om Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Just the mouth moving. Now just mentally. And for our last few, if you're not already in the heart center, see if you can be hearing it emanating from the heart center. Just release the mantra and just rest. Enjoy the after effect. And just for fun, let's from here just slip over to the breath, surrendering and allowing the breath to breathe you. And then let's breathe Hung Sa together. Finding the mantra, feeling the mantra from the heart. Breathing us. Hung Sa. Now release Hung Sa and just enjoy. And then with your next inhale, inhale joy. As you exhale, exhale contentment. And again, inhale joy. Exhale contentment. And then all of us together. Inhaling joy, exhaling contentment. And here we are. Here we are. So I'm going to bring up, not to kill your buzz, but I'm going to kind of kill your buzz here. Let me find the one I'm looking for. Da, 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 da. I got all these. Here we go. Got all these handouts. And I want to just come back to this one. Let me share screen. So just to remind you, and this is part of the teaching and the experience from the retreat. So we have our eight limbs of yoga, right? We've got our yamas and niyamas, which are prerequisite because you just can't get to that samadhi, that samyama we talked about at the retreat, if your life isn't in balance. you just can't. Our lives have to be in balance. And I would say that I've probably spent the last 30 years, 20 years, just getting my life in balance for the experiences, so I can have the experiences I'm having today. So these are where the rubber meets the road. This is what is preparing us. Can we move into our world without attachment, without resistance, and find the things that help us keep our heart and our being out of reactivity and blame and shame in our regular lives? And as we do that, we've got also, we are learning with the asana, we are opening, we are using the physical body to not just allow us to be still when we sit in meditation, but to the physical body to become a container for all of these experiences without us confusing the experience with ourself. Did that make sense, what I said? Everybody's with me on that? Okay. Once we're there, we can start to, with pranayama, we're starting to become aware of these subtle energies. We are beginning to clear out the channels, clear out the schmutz and the gook that's in there. And with pratyahara, that's that place where the exterior world begins to fade, and we become more and more attuned and aware of what is going on internally. When we're here, this is what we did at the retreat. This dharana, concentration, dhyana, meditation, and samadhi. These three come together. They come together, and it becomes just a unified experience of what we call samyama, S-A-M-Y-A-M-A, samyama. Samyama is when this effort of concentrating, right? When we're sitting there first with Hong Sao, you got to keep bringing your mind back again and again. Oh, come back to the breath, come back to the vibration, come back to Hong Sao. And pretty soon you're back in here and you find, oh, I am letting the breath breathe me. Oh, that mantra. Somehow it's like, it's not effortful anymore. We are actually allowing the breath to breathe us. We're there, and we're in the flow. And then there's that moment. Sometimes when we stop Hong Sao, sometimes it just leads us into a place of breathlessness. But that point where you as the meditator, the technique of Hong Sao, and the interaction between the two, or the process that it all merges into one place, that's this union samadhi. But we call these last three together, that process, this seamless flow is samyama. And what I want to stress for all of us is that this happens in little bites all the time. You don't have to have that full-blown, whoa, I'm floating in bliss, I'm in the breathless state, to have experienced samadhi. When we've breathed Hong Sao and you're sitting there in that space, that just that, you're there. It might be a microsecond, but you're there. And we want to taste it. We want to taste it. We want to recognize it and enjoy it. Because if we're waiting for the big moment, that big moment comes from all these little moments. Every time you pay attention and you don't bypass a moment of ease, a moment of refuge, a moment of peace, a moment of calm, a moment of stillness, a moment of emptiness, even just that fraction of emptiness. Pay attention. There it was. Don't bypass it. Pay attention. You got there. You got there. You got there. Okay. Did that make sense? That makes sense. Yeah. I'm seeing nods. Lisa there. Brenda, makes sense. Kathleen, makes sense. Okay. All right. So I wanted to just plop that back out there. These eight limbs that we've talked about in yoga, they are there as a hierarchy almost, right? Start here, move up the ladder to this, but they are all at the same time happening. You can't have the one without the other. So the tendency in our Western mind is to think of it as step one, step two, step three, and then you get to step eight, samadhi, and I made it. And it's not. It's all of it together. You can't get to samadhi unless your life is imbalanced, unless you have, I'm going to use the word mastered because I don't know a better, that's the only word coming to me, your reactivity. You've mastered your mind. And when the thoughts come through, you can go, oh, there goes that thought. Ooh, isn't that an interesting thought? There it goes. And not grab onto and go, oh my God, I can't believe I had that thought. Oh my gosh, right? It's like that story I tell you of that time I was on the shuttle to my hotel in Chicago, right? And I'm on the shuttle and all of a sudden these highly sexual thoughts are coming through my head. And I'm like, whoa, where are these all about? And I look and there was just like four of us on this little shuttle, but two of them in the back were over there, like practically like humping in the back seat. They'd obviously just come together after a long departure. And it wasn't horny. There were just these thoughts coming through and I could look at it and go, oh, that's where they're coming from. That's the distance we want. We are not our thoughts. They can come through. They may be somebody else's intense field, right? And you're just kind of watching it pass through. But if I had glommed onto the thought and suddenly started entertaining all these sexual fantasies and all that stuff, I would have confused myself with the thought and the thoughts had me. And they weren't even my thoughts, right? But now they were. Does that make sense? See, I add sex into analogy and you guys are all going to remember it, right? But the beauty is it's a true story. So there we go, right? So with that, let's do this before we take a break. Are there any questions left over, lingering from what we've covered so far, from the retreat, from anything we've talked about so far, or the meditation, the mantra we've done? Any comments or questions, Ramon? Yeah.
So some of the stuff that we did at the retreat, are we going to continue doing that as part of, or is that kind of specific to the retreat?
You know, I'm torn because on one hand, it's experience, but yeah, it's yours to take that. Mm-hmm. Don't drop it.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
Don't drop it. It's like there was so much. It's like just this idea that it's not all the work of the technique. It's not the breathing Hong saw. It's the moment after. It's the moment when they all fuse and you're just completely present. That's the moment of meditation. Samyama. Mm-hmm. Right. And don't lose track of that. Don't lose track of Hong Sa from the heart. It's this deeper heart within you that is the pulsing. So Kathleen, this is kind of like the Kathleen and Lisa. This is kind of the what do they call it? The cliff notes. Okay. There is a pulse. Of this, from this nothing, this potential, this Shiva Shakti that we call Shiva, but it's nothing and everything. It to take form starts as a vibration and it's a pulsing. that becomes a sound om, that becomes hum sa, hung sa. And underneath that, that is emanating from that deeper heart inside you. We call the Hridaya. Kathleen, it's Hridaya. The Hridaya. It's the cosmic heart that's pulsing within you. That's what's breathing you. That's what's breathing you. So when you're breathing Hung Sa, and you just settle, and it can take years. I didn't find it right away at all. I found Hung Sa in all kinds of other places, and it was still lovely and delicious. But it is. It's breathing from deep. Kathleen, yeah.
So I have a question, because this, I don't know if it correlates, but I'm told that there's that, the potential, right? So your SA node is what fires your electrical system of your heart. And there's that potential right before the SA node, right? That is,
I don't know what an SA node is. What is that, Kathleen? Oh. How do you spell it?
SA.
Oh, SA.
It means sinoatrial node. And it's part of the electrical system of your heart. And so this is how it was explained to me, is there's that potential before every beat, right? That is everything and nothing. I think this is the spot you're talking about. I'm
except
not.
That it's not a physical location in the body.
No, right. They don't say it's a physical, but if you, it's more the mental to get you to understand that right before the heartbeat type, before each beat is a new, I don't know how to explain it really well. But
well, here's what I would do, is I would let go. I would keep in mind that the pulsing of the heart is the whole, it is
the whole magnetic,
from nothing to creation sustained. Right. All the blood is flowing, and then boom, we come back.
Right.
That is, this is what we call, the pattern. Create, sustain, dissolve, pause.
Right.
And that's in the om. Ah, oo, I should go ah, oo, pause. Ah, create. Oo, sustain. Dissolve. Rest. Okay? And that patterning is in the physical world, and it's in the subtle world, and it's in that causal nothing. It's, whoa. And so that, yes, it's got to be present in the heart, but we're talking now about that, in this case, the, I'm going to call it pulsing, mm-hmm. of the breath that is breathing you. So it's this patterning, and that this, it's emanating not from a physical center, but from this causal heart, we call it the Hridaya, which is, and so it's a little esoteric.
Yeah, I can feel it in my field more, is that's what you're saying. More.
I'm saying initially you'll feel, that's where I used to feel it. I used to feel it for years. I felt it here in my field, pulsing. Yeah. But what I just want to open up to you is, as you start to hear the mantra, feel the mantra from somewhere in there,
mm-hmm.
you will discover the center of it. And it's not even a place, but it's like, for years, in a decade, Hung Sa was in my field, and it was luscious. And nothing wrong with that at all. Points just trying to float it out there for whoever is, eventually you will discover the Hridaya. Now, that could be another 10 years from now, but just so you know, and it's nothing to force, but I didn't find it until my teacher guided me there. And so what I'm doing now, all I'm doing now is guiding you that there is a mantra that the breath has. It's not our mind has. The breath itself has, just like the sound of something is beginning to create is the sound. Someday you'll hear it. And we've turned that into om, right? There is a sound, the breath. And it's the second, they say, om is the first sound, om is the first sound, and out of om comes om, so, om, so. Don't worry about it. Just make a note of it, tuck it in the back of your head. It'll reveal itself. It'll reveal itself when the time is ready. Did that answer it enough, Kathleen?
Yeah, now that you told me to bring the Hong Sa there, I will bring it to that spot. I'm pretty sure I can.
I think so too.
Okay.
I think so too. Yeah. So, okay. So any other questions or comments on any of this stuff, then I think we'll take a short break, but I want to make sure. Yeah, Kelsey.
I kind of have a question about the breath we were practicing, feeling in the soft palate, and then as we exhale, it kind of fills and connects mind to heart. It feels really similar in practice for me to Ujjayi breath. Are they at all related?
I would put it this way. Let me think carefully before I say this. Ujjayi breath, we've got sipping breath, e-mantra, alternate nostril clearing. Ujjayi breath is training us to find that spot. It's not the same technique, but Ujjayi breath is, I would say, maybe even a preparatory, that maybe not be true. But it's a training place because you're finding the coolness. But it's also Ujjayi breath is training us to hold a sustained, steady flow, right? On the inhale and the exhale. What do you use in that technique? A sustained, steady flow into the soft palate, a sustained, steady flow up here. We start, it's a pranayama, right? We're controlling the breath. Eventually it merges into a surrender. Mm-hmm. But so yes. Okay. Nice connection. Well done. Nice connection.
Yeah, that breath movement feels very similar sometimes.
Yeah. But Ujjayi breath is not up here. Ujjayi breath is moving down this way, and we didn't get to it. I wanted to get us into there's so much we didn't get to in the retreat, but I wanted to get the bandhas in so that you could find Ujjayi breath, because it's really a chest breath. It's not a diaphragm breath. Mm-hmm. But we'll do that in the fall. We've covered so much ground, but we're going to save the bandhas and that kind of stuff for the fall. Okay. So love your questions. Anybody else? Okay. So I'm going to float this comment out here so that when we come back after we RIP anxiety, somebody will say, could you say more about that? And I won't forget to tell you this, but that place Kathleen was talking about, that in the, is that the medical world calls it SA? Sounds so technically medical.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Yes.
Okay. So let's for our purposes, let's say that's the medical world of it. But now we know there's a Hridaya, right? And we know there's some place we're breathing into, that Vajra with Tonglen, right? Are you with me? With me? Okay. So let's come back to that. Let's make sure we cover that before we're done today. Okay. So is there anything else, or should we take a little break? Okay. All right. Let's break for, it's 38 by my clock. Let's come back at 10-2. All right, loves. Okay. See you shortly.